Hey there, Molly Kaiser here, and you are listening to the Booty Call Podcast. This podcast is for photographers who shoot boudoir or want to break into shooting boudoir. I call these photographers booty babes. A booty babe is a photographer who is committed to empowering more women through the art of boudoir photography. A booty babe is ready to throw away all of their past excuses and turn their passion for boudoir into a full-time photography business. A booty babe doesn't let anyone or anything get in the way of their goal to help others while changing their life and business for the better every day. All right, so say it with me. I am a booty babe. Now let's get to the show. I'm going to tell you guys why I hate client closets and what you should be doing instead. So here's the thing, guys. I don't like client closets because it's a distraction, okay? So when photographers tell me, they're like, oh, I want to start buying all these outfits and doing a client closet. I'm like, why? Like literally why? Your goal is to book more clients and make more money. In turn, by booking more clients, you're going to be empowering more women, right? And you know, by trying to go out and like spend time buying different outfits and doing all that stuff, you're like buying outfits does not book you shoots. Okay. Like unless you purposely go out and buy giant angel wings and tell everyone, hey, look, if you guys comment below that you want to shoot with these, I'll buy them and I'll have them at your shoot. That is using, you know, clothing and things like that to book a session. But if you're just going out and buying random stuff, first of all, the majority of your clients are not even going to fit in those clothes. That's just, I mean, that's ridiculous. Like the majority of clients, you know, everyone has a different size, right? If you're buying shoes, you're going to have to like, you're gonna have to pretty much turn into a retail store. And here's the thing, guys, you're not a retail store, you are a photographer. So I'm gonna be real with you guys. If you don't care about booking shoots or making money, then sure, have a client closet, spend your money doing your hobby. It's a hobby, right? But if you truly care about having this as a business, then you need to allocate your time to be better spent, okay? You need to be spending that time on marketing to book more shoots, learning how to be a good salesperson, learning how to be a good business person, maybe making your client experience better, maybe bettering your portraits, right? But getting a client closet is a distraction. And the number one reason that I see photographers not being successful is because they lose focus, right? They're like, oh, I'm gonna be a photographer. I'm gonna have a retail store. I'm gonna have a client closet. I'm gonna switch up my different album covers. Like no one cares, no one cares. I'm gonna have a website. I'm gonna redo my website again. I'm gonna offer video. I'm gonna do this other thing. Like no, you need to focus, okay guys? So what you should do instead is just focus on your marketing. And here's the thing, guys. Your clients, they like shopping, okay? Like they will totally come with clothing. And if they don't like shopping, then here's what I tell them. I tell them just to pick a matching bra and underwear and show up with just that. That's all they need. You can do a sheet session. You can do illusion of nude, illusion of topless. You can take photos with the matching bra and underwear set. That's all they need. But the majority of your clients are gonna like shopping. And here's the thing. They're actually gonna feel uncomfortable with you having a client closet. They're gonna be like, are they washing those clothes? Are these used? Are they my size? Am I gonna look good? So here's what you should do instead, okay? You should only get key pieces that you can use for marketing. So say, again, getting giant angel wings or something cool and be like, hey, if I get 15, you know, sessions booked, I will buy these wings and have them at all of your sessions, right? That's a great use of marketing. Or the other thing that I like to do is to have accessories, because accessories do what? They increase your sale, right? Accessories increase your sale. So you could get like a football, you could get like a jersey, you could get maybe a guitar, different things that will actually get them to order more pictures. So you just have to think of it from more of a business mindset and less from a, ooh, this is fun. Because, you know, having a business is fun, but it's also work. And one of the best things that I learned this year was one of my friends told me that the money is actually made in the boring parts of your business. And what that means is that when you're consistent, when you do what works over and over and over and over again, that's when you start to really see results. And the problem that we have as creatives is we get so distracted so easily. But really, you know, if you're serious about your business, then you need to make a commitment to yourself. And let's do that right now, okay? Say, you know, I commit to focus. My number one word to be this year, you know, like focus, right? I need help with focus all the time too, because like, so here's a good example. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna focus. Like, as you guys know, I used to have like a ton of different programs. So I'm like, I'm just gonna focus on one program, right? And I've already mastered this with focusing on just boudoir, but you would think I would take my own advice. But no, now I have to commit to just one thing. And then I tell my husband, I'm like, I'm gonna write a book. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. He's like, focus, Molly, focus. I'm like, ah, you're right. I need to focus. So, you know, I'm not special. I'm no different than you guys. It's a muscle that we have to train in our mind to not be. And here's the other thing is like, I feel like the biggest detriment to photographers' success is that they see other photographers doing things and they assume that they need to do that too. But that's not true. Okay. You only need to do one thing, and that's book clients. That's it. Book clients. Okay. So like, if you see another photographer having a client closet, that doesn't mean anything. That just means that they have a lack of focus. If you see them, you know, doing or like, you know, oh, trying to like, okay. So for example, if you're in my boudoir certified program, then you know that there's really only like four or five different marketing things that you need to do over and over and over and over and over again for success. And so if you're trying to do like boudoir marathons or like random stuff that you see other photographers doing, then it like, don't do that because chances are they're really not booking that many sessions from that. In fact, one of my clients came to Boudoir Certified and she was like, should I do a marathon? I have a marathon schedule, but no one's really booking. And I'm like, no, don't do it. Like, it's a waste of time. And she's like, I think I'm going to do it anyways. And then like a month later, she's like, yeah, nobody booked. I had to cancel the hotel. It was horrible. I did your strategy and I booked a ton of shoots. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. So really all you need to do is just the same things over and over and over again to book clients. And so again, you guys, just to be very clear here, do not do a client closet. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Don't lose your focus. Just focus on booking shoots. Okay. So if your goal is like to book a bunch of shoots, and that can be helped by maybe posting in your Facebook group that you're going to do, you know, sessions at the beach or sessions with, you know, guitars or whatever, then that's cool because that's like you focusing on your goal, right? But you just filling your closet with a bunch of clothes that look cool to you, like that's not a good way to book shoots. It's not a good use of your time. So, okay, I think you guys get this by now. So anyways, I love you guys all. You are doing amazing things. Thank you so much for what you're doing in the industry. I'm so proud of you guys for doing boudoir photography. It is truly the best niche to be in. You're truly making a difference in women's lives. You're instilling confidence and you are really, really helping them out, helping their family and their friends all by just, you know, just doing that one shoot, it's gonna change their life and they're gonna tell all of their friends. So you guys are doing amazing things. Business is so rewarding. It can be hard at times. Don't let that get you down. Just stay focused. Let your main word be focused. Thanks so much for listening to the Booty Call podcast. Remember, if you loved this episode, leave me a review and tell me why. I absolutely love reading each and every single one. And also be sure to go to boudoircertified.com/case. That's boudoircertified.com/CASE to see all of our student success stories and for you to schedule your 30-minute strategy session with either me or a Booty Shorts coach. See you next time.